News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with Air.
Now, HBO Max has officially launched in Ireland. It's going to bring you shows like Friends, The Sopranos and The Pitt, but it comes at a cost, as you might expect. Brian Lloyd, entertainment journalist, is with us. Brian, first of all, what's going to be on this new platform?
Yeah, so as you mentioned there, it's going to have the classic HBO shows like The Sopranos, but it'll also have new shows like The Pitt, which will officially be available in Ireland. Then there'll be stuff like The Comeback, which is the new comedy series, or at least the Kudrow from Friends, Rooster with Steve Carell, all of the old Game of Thrones seasons, then the upcoming House of the Dragon will be there as well. So it's basically anything that HBO has had previously will be available, and then their new shows will be coming on the stream as well. But this is where I suppose the kind of the catch comes. Some shows won't be available yet. And the reason for that is that previously Warner Brothers, which owns HBO, had a licensing agreement with Sky. And certain shows would go on to Sky Atlantic and Now TV. But as the process kind of winds its way through, they have the licensing agreement. They're eventually, you know, in 5 years, 6 years, whatever, are going to end up on
HBO. So in other words, it's got some stuff, not all the stuff that HBO had, but I'm losing count of the amount of subscriptions that I need now. Yeah. I've Netflix, I've Disney, Paramount Plus comes via Sky, so I have that as well. Apple TV, Prime Video. Do they really think we're able to afford another one?
Well, this is it, isn't it? Like, I mean, because, I mean, I like myself, you'll probably be old enough to remember when you used to have, like, the one contract, and it was incredibly difficult to get out of, and you had to pay, like, 6 months in order to break it, and blah, 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 blah. Whereas now, it's very much at your own will, so you can end a contract whenever you like. There's no penalty for it. So I think kind of the studios and the streamers, as it were, are aware of this different environment. But then also as well, you have, you know, the likes of Sky, for example, you know, where they'll offer these kind of bundle packages where you can get, as you say, Netflix, you can get HBO Max, you can get Hey You, and you can get sports channels all for one fee of whatever it is. And you might save like about, you know, between £5 and £10 a month on what you would pay for all of them. But I mean, really, it's up to people themselves to decide what they use and what they don't use, and then kind of cut your cloth accordingly, you know?
Yeah, well, what has been really frustrating is we have been waiting to watch The Pitt for 2 years. They're on the second series of The Pitt. In fact, I think they've nearly finished it in the US. Yeah. And because we do not have a dodgy box, and I kind of have a weird moral stand on this because I work in the media, you know, we've been denied watching this show despite the fact it probably should have been on Sky or somewhere else to watch. I mean, we are at the mercy of these companies that, a little bit like Donald Trump in the war, don't quite know what the end point is going to be.
Yeah, this is it, isn't it? And I mean, I think as well, I mean, there's another point that I'm glad you mentioned Trump there, because there's a very, very real possibility that HBO won't be around in a few years' time, because as you know, no, because Warner's is currently in the process of being sold to Paramount Skydance. And the company, or sorry, the family, I should say, behind Paramount Skydance are huge supporters of Donald Trump, like David and Larry Ellison. And previously, Netflix were in the running to buy it. So there's a very real possibility that you could end up, you know, getting a subscription to HBO Max in 3 years' time. You're going to have to, you know, get a Paramount Plus subscription if you want to keep it going, you know?
Yeah, I'd like to, there is an obvious parallel because one of the big HBO series of recent years was Succession, and Succession's storyline was around all of these streaming services competing with each other and then cannibalising each other and then being left with nothing. It's almost art imitating real life at this point. How much is it going to cost us?
As I understand it, there are different kind of fee structures on it as well, and they have like an ad-free tier, and they have an ad supported tier. The price varies. I don't have the exact figures. I think it's around something around, like, you know, there's an introductory offer of like €7 or €9. I don't have an exact figure, but yeah.
Yeah, you have to pay for it unless you're a Sky subscriber and you get it for free, but there's ads on it as well. If you want it, you'll find it no matter where it is. Brian Lloyd, entertainment journalist, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with Air.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.